This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to ask why. Why, first of all, is the country suddenly divided along sort of familiar liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, red, blue lines when it comes to opening up after lockdowns almost everywhere? And what's the effectiveness of those lockdowns? What do we learn from actually looking at lockdowns around the world? Some places, it's worked unbelievably well. And there was just reading and digging all morning and trying to figure out why it is that two countries that really do have a lot in common, I mean, in addition to a common heritage, Australia and the United Kingdom have unbelievably different results in terms of dealing with COVID-19. The Australian success story is completely unbelievable, and I'm not even sure what we're supposed to learn from it. We're going to be speaking about that with Dr. Robert Epstein, who has actually been one of the people changing America's point of view about opening up and the safety of opening up and dealing with lockdowns. This also, of course, has political ramifications right here at home. Why the difference among states? I mean, it's obvious, okay, rural states have a very big advantage, and New York City had a very big disadvantage because it's so crowded there. But, okay, aside from that, California is a very urbanized state. It's built around two gigantic urban areas, one in Los Angeles, one in San Francisco. Turns out there's a gigantic difference between LA and San Francisco in terms of the number of deaths and the amount of illness. Why is that? We're going to get into all of that today because, frankly, I myself am struggling to understand. There's a very fine piece today by Congressman Dan Crenshaw in the Wall Street Journal that actually, I think, speaks a little bit about why there is a political component to our different reactions to the pandemic and to the lockdowns and to the strategies that are there. We will get to that. There's also a piece by Gerald Seib in the Wall Street Journal, which is a profound piece and I think helps to answer a bunch of questions. He asks the question, why is it that virtually all of the states that have been more afflicted by the virus and have the highest rate of deaths and the highest rate of hospitalizations and illness are precisely the states with Democratic governors, yep, who have imposed the tightest lockdowns? Does that show that lockdowns don't work? Or would it have been even worse there, depending on what happened? We will get to that as well. First off, there was a very partisan and nasty exchange. And I hate this kind of thing. And this is on Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown is one of those people. He's the senator from Ohio. He's a Democratic senator. And he got himself reelected in spite of the fact that Republicans have been doing very well in Ohio. Ohio is the one of those big Midwestern traditional swing states that has been tilting more and more Republican. Yes, for Governor DeWine, and even for Senator Brown, he's the established Democrat, very much a liberal. One of the things that I've never understood is why Democrats thought he would be an effective presidential candidate. He's supposed to have all kinds of working class cred. And I hate it when they just make stuff up about people. I mean, Sherrod Brown's a son of a physician. That's not working class. He went to Yale. And Sherrod Brown was on with another Yalie, as it turns out, Steven Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury. Steven Mnuchin was in Skull and Bones. Sherrod Brown, I don't believe, was. But in any event, here was a confrontation this morning between the senator from Ohio, together with the Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin. Listen.
How many workers should give their lives to increase our GDP by 0.5%? That you're pushing people back into the workplace. There's been no national program to provide worker safety. The president says reopen slaughterhouses. Nothing about slowing the line down. Nothing about getting protective equipment. Is how many workers should give their lives to increase the GDP or the Dow Jones by 1,000 points?
No workers should give their lives to do that, Mr. Senator. And I think your characterization is unfair. We have provided enormous amounts of equipment. We've worked with the governors. We've done a terrific job.
Mr. Secretary, I'm not going to let you make a political speech about how what a great job. We hear that from the president's news conferences, when in fact this country, the president is still not led an effort to scale up testing. He's played state after state, state against state. He's played hospital against hospital to get protective equipment. Everybody in the country, your comments notwithstanding, knows that.
Okay, no, not everybody in the country knows that. That's Sherrod Brown, Democrat from Ohio, on with Secretary Mnuchin. This, by the way, I understand, is going to be a very, very strong Democratic theme in the upcoming campaign. The theme being Trump wants you to die for the Dow. And right now, the Dow is nothing to die for. It's down a little bit. It's down 87 points. And yes, the Dow Jones matters because that determines your ability to get a job, the economy's ability to come back. We just got this disastrous news that the economy is going to end up declining at an annualized basis for this second quarter. They are now projecting 38% decline in the gross domestic product. That's unheard of. It's truly disastrous. And is what Trump doing is trying to get workers to die for the Dow? Is that really fair? By the way, I think it was Paul Krugman who first used that phrase, dying for the Dow. And it's disgusting. And it's like all of those old Democratic propaganda memes, like they had Paul Ryan pushing Granny off a cliff in a wheelchair. Remember that? And, okay, President Trump is on. He is meeting right now with his cabinet. Let's go to the president and see what he has to say.
Extremely well, far beyond what people thought. And the numbers are going down. The numbers that we have been talking about for the last 2 months, they're actually going down. So it's really terrific. In our drive to crush the virus, the U.S. is completed nearly 12 million tests, and that number today is almost 14 million. Nobody's close. Germany would be second with approximately 10 million less than us, and we also have the best tests. South Korea is doing very well, but we're at 14 million, and they're at numbers that are very small by comparison. What has been done with testing, what's been done with ventilators, what's been done with the distribution of product has been incredible. We've made a lot of governors look very good. We've actually made all of the governors look very good. Some have done a good job, but we've made them all look very good. We got them equipment, and they got them their gowns and their ventilators and their tests like nobody would have thought possible. Vaccines are moving quickly into phase one and phase two trials, and trials of dozens of therapies and cures are underway. And we're making tremendous strides with therapies, cures, and vaccines. I think we're way ahead of schedule. And you probably heard logistically, we have our military engaged. And as soon as we have whatever it is that we're going to have, whether it's therapeutic or vaccine, it will be distributed very rapidly.
Okay, that's the President of the United States. There is good news. The good news yesterday perked up the economy, perked up the Dow. But what's the bad news? The Congressional Budget Office just released some economic projections. You do have to hear it because it's relevant to the election and to your life. We will be right back. 1-800-955-17. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, says that unemployment next year, will average 9.3%, which is a nightmare. And it's not very good news. That's more than double, of course, the unemployment rate before we were hit by the coronavirus. The nonpartisan agency also forecast that the unemployment rate would peak next quarter, in this third quarter, where President Trump just said moments ago, actually, that he thought the third quarter would be very, very positive. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says it'll peak at 15.8%. And at the end of the year, it'll drop down to 11.5%. Look, this is a rugged situation. If we have 11.5% unemployment and before the election, what does that mean? They're saying that they hope that the unemployment will begin to dip down to 8.6%, still more than double what it was before the pandemic. But that's at the end of 2021, the end of next year, the end of the first year of Trump's second term, or the end of the first year for President Biden. Is the president still, is he answering questions, Jeremy? Yeah, well, let's go to the president, see what he has to say, if he has something more to say, rather than talking about ventilators and coordinating equipment. Go ahead.
To recover and rebuild, I'd like to now ask a man who's done a fantastic job as the head of the task force. He's worked literally 24 hours a day sometimes to make sure everything's gone well. Today we had a really great article by Rich Lowry, who talked about the tremendous job that we've done in terms of the task force, in terms of the coronavirus and getting things going and getting people what they need, whether it's ventilators, testing, or many other things. And I appreciated that article very much, because there's been a very false narrative. People have no idea what an incredible job the people in federal government have done, and that includes generals and admirals and lots of others. So I want to thank Mike Pence for the great job you've done, Mike, and please say a few words.
The Vice President of the United States.
Mr. President, and I think everyone around this cabinet knows that from the first day of this administration, you made it clear that you had no higher priority than the safety and security of the American people. In January, when you took the unprecedented action of suspending all travel from China, before there was a single case of community transmission in the United States, it is inarguable, Mr. President, that your decision bought us a critical amount of time to stand up a national response all across this country. At the same time, in January, you stood up the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and over the course of February, you began to suspend more travel, establish screening at more than 11 airports around the United States, again with the priority of protecting the health and safety of the American people. And from the first day, Mr. President, that you asked me to lead the White House Coronavirus Task Force, we have focused on the health of the American people. It would be on March 15th at your direction that we released the White House Coronavirus Guidelines for America. We asked a lot of the American people, and the American people responded. 15 days would become 45 days, and in that time, it was our objective, Mr. President, as you made clear, to save lives, to slow the spread, to flatten the curve.
I think, Jeremy, this has become the White House line, of course, is what a magnificent job they've done. And if you look at the numbers, it's not so simple. And no, they have not done a terrible job. However, things have gone much, much worse than the White House predicted. The White House had embraced figures for the Institute for Medical Health Evaluation at the University of Washington, which had predicted that we would have a total of 60,000 deaths here before August 4th. And we're still a long way from August 4th, and we're about to go over 100,000. We are definitely going to be more than double what people had predicted as the the worst outcome from this pandemic. Now look, I know that it's preponderantly elderly people. It's very disproportionately elderly people living in nursing homes who have all kinds of special vulnerabilities to this virus. And there is a great, great desire for people to believe in happy talk and for people to believe that this has been a battle that's been won and that we're doing just great and it's now time to just reopen the country and get back to work and help that economy. First of all, even if everything reopened right now, we still are looking at rising unemployment. We still are looking at a collapse in the GDP. We still are looking at economic damage that isn't going to be so easily repaired. And I spent some time last night and this morning trying to make sense of these numbers. And it's not easy. We're going to be speaking to Dr. Robert Epstein. Maybe he can help us. But the United States has now officially, and this is according to the most recent figures from Johns Hopkins University and the Worldometer, which monitors all of the worldwide coronavirus devastation, we average 280 deaths per 1 million in population. That's a lot better than Great Britain. For some reason, Great Britain, and I've been trying to figure out why exactly, they were slow. Apparently, Boris Johnson, before he got sick, was very slow in ordering any kind of lockdown. So they're almost twice as bad as we are, 521 in the United Kingdom. But that compares with Germany at 98. Germany's one-third the rate of death that we have. And listen to this. Australia, for some reason, apparently Scott Morrison, who's a very conservative a prime minister in Australia, very conservative government. He often is compared to President Trump. He, from the very beginning, had a very, very tough lockdown, and he enlisted a bipartisan approach, brought people from the opposition party into the effort. Australia has 4 deaths per 1 million. In other words, you're talking Australia's like 50, it's 2% of the deaths that we have. And people are saying, well, New Zealand, it's because Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, she's a big leftist. Well, she is a big leftist. But guess what? Right next door in Australia, they've also been very, very fortunate. So what is the deal? And why is it that states with Democratic governors end up getting hit so much harder? All of the hardest hit states, except for Massachusetts, have Democratic governors. Why is that? We'll talk about all of that with Robert Epstein, who's been prophetic. He's taught...
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While welcoming farmers and ranchers at the White House, President Trump is predicting a big economic turnaround.
I think we're going to have a fantastic year next year. I think we will do very well in the fourth quarter, and I think the transition quarter, which is coming up, we're starting it very shortly in the third quarter. I think you'll see some very good numbers, but you're going to see some great numbers in the fourth quarter.
Less than 24 hours after learning that President Trump is taking hydroxychloroquine, we learn that Vice President Mike Pence is not taking it. He tells Fox News that his physician hasn't recommended it. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Treasury is acting as quick as they can to get $500 billion in CARES Act money out to taxpayers. Mnuchin saying he's working to get the money in a responsible manner out the door. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Public statement about efforts to stop the slaughter. That was the record of Woodrow Wilson during the Spanish flu outbreak that claimed at least 50 million lives around the world. The pandemic began in 1918. While Wilson was singularly focused on World War I, American soldiers sailing to European battlefields nonetheless helped spread the virus. President Wilson let mayors handle isolation and mitigation efforts in this country, and no federal strategy ever emerged. Whatever one thinks of President Trump's response in confronting coronavirus, he unequivocally affirms the need for an activist federal role. Compared to his predecessor's monumental failure 102 years ago, Trump deserves credit for his fierce focus on the challenge to health and prosperity.
Good luck, and I'm signing this. It gives you tremendous power to cut regulation. Here you go, Ben. Here, take that. Okay, Ben, would you like to say something, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. And a big thank you to all the cabinet members. Almost everybody has been deeply involved in the refocusing of the Opportunity and Revitalization Council. And Jared
and
Christian.
This is the President speaking with Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson at a cabinet meeting today, where the administration message of retooling our economy and opening up our economy has been strongly advanced. We are joined by Dr. Robert Epstein, who has contributed greatly to all of the conversation about the whole need to get the economy back, to end the lockdowns, and his emphasis, like so many others, is on testing. He recently, Dr. Epstein has a PhD in psychology from Harvard. He was editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, and it's a pleasure speaking to you again, Dr. Epstein.
Well, thank you. Nice to be back.
Thank you. Right now, you're talking about something called National Testing Day, and I love this. It's part of the Test Everyone plan. And the subheading for National Testing Day is the day we kill the virus and reopen the economy. And maybe you can explain that very briefly before I try to pester you to answer a bunch of questions that are puzzling me and I think puzzling America. First of all, what's National Testing Day?
Sure. Can you hear me okay, by the way? I just want to make sure.
Hear you just fine. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, yes, the first thing to recognize is that what we're doing now is a little bit risky and is going to prolong the problem that we're having for potentially a very long time, a year or two. Those are the best estimates right now. And so I proposed an alternative, which is perfect for President Trump, in my opinion. I've not been able to get this idea in front of him, unfortunately, and I don't think his advisors have ever mentioned this possibility. But there is a simple way, common sense, simple way, to stop the transmission of the virus completely, kill the virus completely within a few weeks, that is eradicated from the population, and reopen our entire economy and all the schools without fear, without the need for social distancing. So how can that be? What is that method? You know, when I was on Tucker Carlson's show, he was stunned when I actually described the method, and he said, well, that's such a great idea. Why has no one thought of it before? So here it is. It's very simple. We manufacture, mass produce, actually, a simple testing device. And yes, these devices exist, or at least nearly so. They certainly will exist within the next 2 weeks. A simple device that uses kind of like a, think of it as a one of those electronic thermometers. You stick it in your mouth, so it's just measuring properties of your saliva. You take it out of your mouth, and either a few seconds or a few minutes later, like with the home pregnancy test, something changes on a little screen. If it changes to one color, that means you're good, no virus. Changes to another color, maybe red, that means you're carrying the virus. So in the morning of National Testing Day, and we all would have been informed about this day for probably a month or so by the president, by all the governors, all the mayors, and lots of celebrity, you know, influencers, everyone from James Woods to Kanye West to Kim Kardashian, et cetera, et cetera. We all will have learned about this day for weeks leading up to National Testing Day. And the U.S. Post Office, which reaches 99.83% of the population, in other words, almost everyone, will have nailed these little testing devices.
Assuming we still have a post office, right?
Yes, we do. We do.
Yes, I mean, President Trump kind of wants to get rid of it, but that's all right. Okay, so just to cut to the chase, if I can, Dr. Epstein, what we're talking about here is on National Testing Day, everybody either gets a green check or a red X over their heads, as the little graphic shows. We'll post the graphic on our website at michaelmedved.com. And if you get a red X over your head and you are test positive for the virus, you self-isolate for 2 to 3 weeks, not the end of the world. But then if you're a non-carrier, you don't have the virus, you go back to work. You go back to school. And then you're saying that go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, yes, you go back to work and school, and there's no need for social distancing. And there's no need for the fear that we all have now, because the carriers are they're self-isolated and
receiving medical care.
Testing.
And then the carriers, presumably, do we know this now that after you have recovered, you have antibodies, but you can't be a carrier? In other words, after this 2 to 3 weeks of self-isolation, what happens to the carriers?
Well, as soon as they test negative, which should take 2 to 3 weeks, and possibly medical care, of course, they cannot, after they test negative, they cannot infect anyone. So this whole process, once these little devices have been mass-produced and distributed, the day in the morning we all test, in the afternoon we reopen the economy and the schools. By that evening, we're also doing a lot of secondary testing, meaning we've also mailed millions of these devices to businesses, schools, churches, stadiums. You want to get in to a theater or a restaurant, you got to take the little test at the door. If you're negative, you go in. If you're positive, you go home. That's the safety net.
Would the government underwrite the cost of all these millions and millions of tests?
Yes, and the cost, it turns out, is under $7 billion, and that includes the shipping. Because the test, the best candidate for this type of test is now it's being evaluated by a team at MIT, and they estimate that in small quantities it would cost $6 to produce.
When we come back with Dr. Robert Epstein, who's a psychologist, professor, author, and journalist, former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today. When we come back with Dr. Epstein, I want to ask him about what the major objections are to this plan. And given the fact that we've talked to him about it before, he's been talking about this for more than a month now, why no one in a position of political authority has picked it up? Is it possible that both of our political parties are actually trying to manipulate the crisis for their own gain? Terrible thought. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. Glad to welcome back Dr. Robert Epstein, American psychologist, professor, author, and journalist, who has generated a great deal of interest in his concept of basically ending the pandemic, not simply slowing the pandemic, but ending it. And there's only one way to do that, he says, which is with a national testing day where everybody gets tested, and then everybody who is negative, who does not have the disease, goes back to work, to school, to life, while we help the people who test positive deal with their virus. So, Dr. Epstein, before we get into the worldwide situation, which has some stunning aspects to it, what's the main objection that people raise to why your scheme for National Testing Day is not viable? What do they say?
There are two objections, typically. One is, where is that kind of test? And, in fact, that kind of test does exist. As I say, one is under fast-track review right now by the FDA. The other was just announced about 10 days ago by a team at MIT. So there's no question that, that the kind of test we need, where you just stick it in your mouth, it checks your saliva, and then it just gives you your results within either a few seconds or a few minutes, no question that that's more than possible. I mean, so we're on the verge of having exactly what we need. The other issue is, how do you mass produce, 500 million plus of these devices in a few weeks' time? And the answer is, that's easy. Because, China does that all the time. And this is a very simple device. This is not like a ventilator, which has many, many parts. This is very, very simple. It's a little piece of plastic. It's got a reagent, it's called, in there that reacts to the saliva, and it's very simple. So those are the objections I've heard that, as I say, they're easy to overcome. Last piece I just published on this, which was in Newsmax, it actually focuses on those issues. It focuses on the practicality of this. Of this plan, and it turns out this plan is extremely practical, can be completely implemented within a few weeks' time, and then we're at National Testing Day, and National Testing Day, everything changes because we've separated the carriers from the non-carriers. The non-carriers can go out there and live their lives without fear, without social distancing.
Okay, why do you think it is that there is such a gigantic difference among Western countries with very similar standards of living and, to a great extent, very similar cultures. I was mentioning to my audience a while ago, I was looking at the numbers, and the numbers are stunning, and I don't think anyone can test their accuracy, that in Australia, which is a country of nearly 30 million, it's not a small country, it's certainly not a small geographical country, it's concentrated in two very big urban areas, in Sydney and Melbourne, but Australia has a rate of death from coronavirus of 4 per 1 million. We here in the United States have 280 per 1 million. What did Australia get right that we got wrong? And that Great Britain, by the way, which is another very advanced country with a vaunted National Health Service, Great Britain, the number is 521. So Britain's twice as bad as the United States. And the United States is like 120 times as bad as Australia. What did Australia get right about this?
Well, the places that have a very low death rate, Australia being one, another is South Korea, they jumped on this very rapidly. We didn't. So we waited 2 months, and by which time, you know, it was too deeply embedded in the general population. There are two other factors, though. One is jumping on it immediately, and which a couple of countries have done. That helps a lot. I mean, just to give you an example of South Korea, there was a particular day in March, I believe, where one person in a building tested positive for the disease. The next day, the very next day, the government swooped in and they tested all 1,143 people who worked in that building, separated the carriers from the non-carriers, boom, that stopped the transmission, and then they went back and looked at the families, got a lot of people into a quarantine and wiped out the virus within a few weeks in that area. So jumping on things, that's good. The other thing is age. You have to look at the age breakdown. We have a lot of old people. And the third is you have to look at the quality of the health care. I mean, I like to think that we have great health care here, but, actual surveys that have been done worldwide, they place us right now about 37th, in rank in terms of the health outcomes that we produce. In other words, there are 36 countries that have better healthcare systems than we do, in spite of our belief that, you know, we're the leaders. We're actually not the leaders, unfortunately. I wish we were.
Well, it's fascinating that you look at that situation, because some of the Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea, as you mentioned, Israel, which has all kinds of challenges in the population. Israel has 32 deaths per million population, which again is about one tenth of what we have here in the United States. And in terms of this national testing day, in terms of getting all the testing done that we need, the president is saying fairly regularly that we're doing more testing than any country in the world, that, in fact, at one point he said we're doing more than all the other countries in the world combined. Are we leading the world in testing right now?
Well, in terms of number of tests, yes, but all that matters is the per capita, how many people, per million
percentage
are you testing?
People.
And there, again, we fall short, quite short. So right now we have tested, I just checked this morning, we tested 3.4% of our population. Look at Iceland. Iceland is up to, I think, almost 20%. There are a lot of countries that are ahead of us on a per capita basis. Again, we're kind of failing. We haven't tested very many people. There's another problem, by the way, is that we're spreading out our testing over time. That doesn't work because someone who might have tested negative 2 weeks ago, suddenly they contract the disease and now they start spreading it, and we're not paying attention to them anymore. In other words, if you really want to stop the virus, stop the transmission, you do what was done in that building in South Korea. You do what was done in a town called Vo in Italy and a couple other places. You test everyone on the same day. You separate the carriers from the non-carriers that day. And we're all free to go out there and reopen society without fear and without masks.
And but with testing and with contact tracing. Dr. Robert Epstein, we will post material, including a very handy-dandy graphic about National Testing Day. And let's hope we come to something like this. Last question on this. You're not sure of the school that we should just go back to work right now, and that absent the testing and the contact tracing and the self-isolation and quarantines, that absent that, everything will be fine.
Well, partial opening, first of all, is just partial opening. So that's a problem, because that would persist for another year or two and a lot more damage would be done. But the other problem is with this kind of partial opening and without implementing the plan that I proposed, guess what happens? We continue to spread the virus, and, of course, the rate of spread might increase, especially as we get into the fall and winter. That would be tragic, unfortunately.
Would be tragic indeed. Dr. Epstein, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope people, and including people in positions of power, maybe even President Trump in the White House working with his cabinet and his coronavirus team, and Joe Biden in his basement. Isn't this something they should be able to agree on? Why is it so difficult for conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats to agree on any aspect of dealing with this virus? We will get to that. We'll also get to a new survey that tests happiness. It shows that the American people have gotten happier in the last month. Why? Exactly. And why one political side more than the other in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.